So wherever you are, just get yourself comfortable. Look forward just to enjoying the meditation and everything that should come with it, hopefully a bit of relaxation. And as always, I will start and end the meditation with the sound of the Tibetan bell. Get any other thoughts, noises, or distractions, just acknowledge them, let them pass, and just try to refocus in on the task and hopefully the relaxation that comes with it. So wherever you are, be comfortable. If you're in a chair, get yourself nice and straight, plant those feet, get your hands rested somewhere on your knees or your thighs. And then gently close your eyes and just begin the simple exercise of breathing in and out. And as you draw in a breath, just think of yourself drawing in good vibes, love, happiness. As you let go of each breath, just imagine yourself letting go of any tension, any stress, anything that you might have been holding on to. Try to find a rhythm. Whatever's easy for you, nice easy rhythm of breathing in and out. Something simple, something natural, something comfortable. And it's amazing when we sit quietly. And we just do some breathing. It feels good. We start to relax. And then we can get in touch with our senses. So you might be able to feel the air moving across your skin. We can listen to any sounds. You may hear your own breathing. Then you might be able to listen out further, right out into the distance. Try to hear the furthest sounds. As I speak, just allow any images to form in your mind naturally in your own time. If you can't get a picture of it, maybe sense. Just enjoy the meditation. So before we start the meditation, we're just going to do a quick body scan. We're going to look for any areas of tension to release. We're just going to try to relax. As I mention each body part, I invite you to bring your own awareness to it and try to relax it as deeply as you can. There's no need to concentrate too much on this, just the feeling or the sensation. So we'll start with your legs. Your arms. Just imagine them relaxing, how it might feel. And your chest, any tightness, anything you might be holding on to, just breathe it out and let it go. And now your jaw, a favorite place. And now your forehead, another. Tension or favorite. Now we're going to start the meditation. Just allow yourself to experience it in whatever way it comes naturally to you. So you're in a room. It's a place you feel comfortable. It's filled with things you know, pictures on the walls, the furniture, the cushions, and the decor. It all feels familiar. As you look around, there are a few hooks, and on it they contain coats, jackets, scarves, gloves, and other things that you might want to wear when you need to stay warm and comfy. And you look out of the window and you see a lovely springtime day, just like today, with clear blue skies, and you feel happy. You can go outside, you can enjoy some sunshine, we can go on an adventure. Have you put on anything that you feel that you might need to take? You just spend a moment getting yourself ready. And you start to think about where we might be going, what we might do, and how nice it feels to go on an adventure. And then once you're ready, in the corner of the room, there's a door. And it leads outside, and you open it, stepping through into a warm, gorgeous day outside. You just stand there for a moment, just taking in the sunshine and the warmth, like it's giving you a radiance, like it's charging you up. What a beautiful day. And then you head down some steps, and as your foot touches each one, you feel a little lighter. You get good feelings, calm, optimism. As you descend, each step is unlocking good feelings until you take that final step and you're at the bottom. As you look around, you find yourself in a meadow. Lush green grass with a well-trodden path down the left-hand side. So you start to follow it. All the way down, and at the end of the meadow, there's another one through a fence. You're following a chalky white pathway as you bear around to the left again. You keep going until you see a sign. And on the sign it says quite clearly, the monastery. Now you're excited to see what it might look like. And on your left now you can clearly see an expansive orchard filled with carefully planned rows of trees, shrubs, vegetables, fruits. As you look around, you see half a dozen Buddhist monks mindfully working away on the vegetable patches, cutting back the shrubs and working away on the land. And you stop for a moment just to watch them. They're so natural and they're so dedicated to each of their tasks. One of them is tending a small fire with a teapot above it. And as he notices you, he walks over with a paper cup of tea that he's made, and he hands it to you, still full of smiles. You take a cup and you take a sip, and it tastes delicious. He smiles and he bows, and he heads back to his tasks. As he makes his way back to the small fire, suddenly now you realize it all happened without a single word. You continue to drink the delicious tea and you think about how love and kindness is so natural that we often don't need words, just expressions and actions. As you look around, you imagine how it might look if you came back in the summer. The trees might be full of fruit, the vegetable patches a mass of gorgeous different greens of all shapes and sizes. And the monks tending things in their traditional orange robes. And ahead, you can see the shoreline and a chalky path that carves through the cliffway ahead and leads down onto the shore. And as you head down through the pathway, you reach the shoreline and an amazing sight ahead. It's a monastery. But it's set upon a huge rock that is around 150 meters out into the sea. It's only accessible via a causeway. But the causeway is above the waterline as the tide is out, so it's quite safe to walk out across to the monastery. It's like a golden spire ahead, rising up into the blue sky. As you look up around the top of it, you see birds in the blue. And you can only imagine the labor of love that would have taken to create such a thing of beauty. And you think about faith and the power of it. And you start to think of how maybe you view faith, what you have faith in, and what it means to you. As you reach the monastery, there's a small sign that says, "Please come in." And the big wooden door is wide open and it feels welcoming. It's peaceful, silent, but for the sound of the waves and the occasional sounds from the seabirds that are soaring overhead. You follow the path as it winds upwards around the buildings, always heading higher to the higher ground on the top of the rock. What a beautiful place to be when you can be at one with nature, carefree and relaxed. As you follow the path between these beautiful stone buildings that might represent a technical challenge even today, you notice the simple perfection that comes with that powerful faith. It was built on simple and natural principles. And it's a reminder to us that we too can have simple faith without any religion or expectations. We can have something simple that we believe in, that we're happy with, and that helps us to feel part of something. And now, as you near the summit, it opens out into a courtyard. You can hear the sounds of nature around you, the ocean waves and the birds. You feel very much at home, very comfortable, very relaxed. You feel safe and happy here. And on the wall of the courtyard is a sign. It says the courtyard of memories, and underneath it says, "Our memories hold so many special things, and often we're just too busy to access them." This garden is designed to help us do just that. As you take in your surroundings, you look out into the bay, and you see a few tiny boats. Some are just specks in the distance. You feel happy and serene and relaxed. And you look around again, and in the corner of the courtyard is a bench. And on the bench is someone you know. And you can join them and just enjoy a few special moments together. Maybe you don't have much that you want to say to each other. It feels good. Just to sit here and have this moment with that special person. Happy to see each other. Full of love. Maybe there's something that you wanted to say, but you'd never got the chance to. Or just something that you wanted to reiterate. Maybe it's something they already know. Maybe they have a message for you. And it's only now, as you look around, you start to realize you've lost track of time, and sadly, it's time for us to leave. Because it's important we don't miss the tide so we can make it back across the causeway. If we go now, we have plenty of time. So one last big hug, and then you slowly wind your way back down, back the way you came, back through the monastery, all the way round, thankful that it's all downhill this way, through the monastery, back to the entrance. And you see that the tide is still low enough, so there's still a clear road or path across. And you safely cross. And once back on the shore, you wind your way up, back up the coastal path, watching the seabirds as they fly carefree and effortlessly in the sky. It feels so good just to be back in outside in nature. You feel better for it. As you begin the walk back and you pass back past the monks in the orchard, you can see they're packing up now for the day. All of their work and their tasks are done. They're getting ready to also make their way back to the monastery whilst it's safe to cross. They will give you big smiles and a few wave at you as you pass by. One of them wanders over and he holds out his hand. And in his hand is a small handmade wooden ornament. And on it is written a special message. As you read it, it seems so fitting. It's just for you. You take it and he smiles and waves as he turns back and scoops up all of his tools before joining the others as they make their journey home to the monastery. And as you walk, you feel yourself gently radiating pleasant sensations of love and happiness with the wooden sign which you're going to take home with you in your hand. You follow the chalky path again back to the furthest meadow. And the sun's a little lower in the sky now, but it's still nice, it's still warm, still light. But you notice how much time has flown by on our adventure. As you head back across that first meadow and you're almost home, it's been a great journey. And you arrive back and you really bounce back up the stairs this time with the last of the day's sun on your back, feeling grateful. The chance to step out of your fast-paced life, maybe it's stressful sometimes too, and just the chance to feel something relaxing and meaningful but comforting. As you head back into the room, you find a spot in your room to put your new personalized ornament. And then you sit for a moment and you just go back to the simple breathing that we started with at the start of our journey. You just breathe in and then out. Through the same exercise, breathing in love, happiness, serenity. As you breathe out any agitation, stress, or anything that you might be holding on to. And you wait for the sound of the Tibetan bell and the end of today's journey.